Front tonight, it was personal. We are learning more this hour about the bitter breakup between Trump and Bolton. A source tells CNN that President Trump turned on his now former national security advisor, John Bolton, because he thought Bolton made him look bad this week. Trump wanted to humiliate Bolton in exchange. Well, there's Bolton at the White House, 8:44 a.m. this morning. Work as usual, taking a phone call outside. He then went in and led a meeting with top administration officials. And then, boom, a tweet. The operative part of that tweet, quote, "I informed John Bolton last night that his services are no longer needed at the White House." Well, that's not Bolton's version. Now, sources tell CNN Trump was livid that Bolton seemed to be the source for a story about how Bolton told Trump that hosting the Taliban at Camp David was a bad idea. Now, Trump, of course, was resoundingly slammed for that summit plan right around the 9/11 anniversary. He felt Bolton was the one who made him look bad. Tonight, Bolton is fighting back. So the president says he's the one who fired Bolton and he did it last night. Bolton saying, no way, he resigned. Quote, "I offered to resign last night and President Trump said, let's talk about it tomorrow." Trump wanted public embarrassment for Bolton. He let him come to work and take that call and be on camera. A press release even came out saying Bolton was going to appear at a briefing with the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who were also blindsided by Trump's move.
Bolton was on the guidance to be here. So were you two blindsided by what occurred today? That he's no longer with the administration? Was it news to you today? Because last night you were told he would be here today.
Yeah. I'm never surprised.
Well, let me ask you.
And I don't mean that on just this issue.